You stay ready. You ain't gotta get ready. Welcome to episode 163 of the Still Drippin' Happy Hour. This is your host, and on the move tonight, we got Hayes. Holla.
Donkey and Trek. Donkey and Trek. Back again.
Back again, like we never left. Well, episode 163.
Mason and I just saw each other tonight.
Yeah, we did.
It was awesome. It was such a serendipity. To see him and his beautiful wife and their beautiful child and actually hug them in person. So that means 2 weeks in a row I've seen a drip person. Landon last week, Mason this week. And it's always, man, so good to hug your neck. So I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, you're fine. You're fine. That's what this podcast is all about.
That's right.
This podcast.
There we go.
Sponsored by you. By the Still Drippin' Printify store.
Wow, look at that. Simple, elegant.
Simple, elegant. Man, I mean, yeah, that's all I've got to say about it. We've got a Louis V print short that maybe not live right now, but we'll get it live fairly soon. We can
replace it. I have a pair. I have the only pair in existence.
Wow. Wonderful.
I wear them on the reg.
I need to see the quality next time I come over, and okay. I might buy a pair as well. That okay. Along with the jelly roll tee. I'm really wanting...
Oh, dude. I have that.
I know.
Okay.
So I need to check both of those out, the quality, and then place an order myself.
Oh, man.
But anyways, the pod.
I don't know if I showed you this. So blow this up. Bad radio. But remember our NIL deal, but remember the deal I had that I said where I was working on with my university that I went to?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you know they won the national freaking championship?
I did know that. Yes.
They won the confession. I had this made. But it's supposed to, and it looks dead up like old Bulls. man, dang it.
I can't totally see it, but
okay, so I had two of them made. Let's see
are you gonna try to get it in the store?
It is going to be in the store.
That's crazy. Oh, that's pretty
it's
dope.
Absolutely sick. It is a but I couldn't take full credit for it because I had it made on Fiverr. And then I sent it to our person over there, and they were like, this is amazing. I can't. And actually, I was trying to make it a front and back, I think it ends up being two different shirts.
Mm.
So for whatever that's worth. But, dude, the Jelly Roll shirt is so sick.
It is.
And that's a Hayes Holland original. Like, I made that. I'm so proud that you're considering that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like we said. Go support the pod, buy the merch. If there's something that you've seen Hayes have that's not on the store, just reach out. I'm sure we can hook you up.
Or ideas that you want on the shirt.
Or ideas that you want. One of our potential dream guests on here and partner of the pod, maybe. Ray from Grateful. Mm-hmm. Is talking about starting back up a podcast that he started during COVID, which I had never heard about. But apparently he posted something of whether people would like for him to start that up again, if there's interest in that. So stay tuned. We'll definitely shout him out. And hopefully we can get the conversation rolling again on having him on.
Yeah.
That would be a huge opportunity for us, and that would be a lot of fun. So
I'll say this, Ray, if you're listening and you never come on this podcast, I will be a fan forever. I'll absolutely love what you do. It doesn't matter if you hate us, there's nothing that you can do that's going to cause us not to support you because of your mission and your heart. And that being said, I would absolutely love to talk with you, period. Oh, and yeah. Nobody else might enjoy it, but I know you got two big fans right here.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, with that, I think that's perfect to check out and see if we have any more than sneakers moments this week. Got anything, Hayes?
Did I notice somebody's shoes somewhere? I don't know. Nothing that's popping into my brain. I feel like I always have random one-off conversations with somebody that I see has a pair of Jordans on at work, or they notice something I have on, but I can't think of anything specific. I will tell you that I made this kind of related, and I was really proud. So Fry Guy, our intern, we need to have him back on. I've been saying this.
Oh, yeah.
When I need to just tell him, hey, come back on. So Fry Guy and I, you know, he's one of the ones that invited me to do 75 hard, still kicking. Actually, I just worked out right before we jumped on the podcast, so I don't have to do it after. And so today we've been taking our lunch breaks together, and we go on a walk, and just 45 minutes of a walk. And today he says, hey, just, you know, I know you like to go up to this, there's this graveyard that sits by. It's so stupid, man. It's so Haze. Like, I enjoy walking up to this graveyard.
Of course.
But it's through the grass. It's like an old Confederate War, like Civil War graveyard. And yeah, it's, you know, I guess.
Which they're everywhere.
I have mixed emotions, but nonetheless, wait. I don't have mixed emotions. I have, you know, it kind of makes me, anyway. Anywho, it's a destination that I like to walk, but you have to walk through the grass. And he goes, hey, and I wasn't paying attention. He says, I want to walk today. Can we just stay on the road? And I was like, yeah, everything okay? And I looked down. He had on his sneakers. I was like, he didn't want to walk in the grass because he had on sneakers. And I totally respect that. And
how fast paced is this walk?
No, I mean, we try not to sweat because we have to go back to work.
Yeah.
But you just have to walk for 45. You just have to exercise, do some sort of exercise twice a day for 45 minutes. One of them has to be outside. And so it's not a fast.
Gotcha.
It's just walking for 45 minutes. And I work in a very hilly area. So, it, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge. But
yeah.
It's not
just, well, like I just walking. Didn't know if like. If it would be appropriate to bring an extra set of shoes.
It would be appropriate, and we could do that. That is a great suggestion. I just haven't ever thought about it. Great idea.
You guys, this is going to sound somewhat, I think Landon's exposed you as a bully on the pod in your previous years for the Team Jordan incident. And this may come across as bully-ish on my side, but do you guys have like the treadmill desk at work?
I've seen people have treadmill desks. I do not.
Okay. Well, there's like an office that you can reserve. There's a few of them at our office, and the guy behind me will reserve it for, I don't know, 45 minutes or so and go up there. But I feel like... I've thought about doing it, but when they first announced it, I made fun of it so much that I feel like my pride won't let me go do it. Yeah. Like, I think it's a good idea, but I feel like I would be a little bit inauthentic, disgenuous. I don't know the word.
Or no. It's hypocritical.
Hypocritish. Is that what we said one time? Hypocritish. If I went
hypocritish
and booked and walked in the treadmill desk. So yeah, I've yet to do that, but the guy behind me loves it. And before him, he took a girl's place that was on our team, and she loved it as well. So, I just don't think I can do it. I made fun of it for way too long, and it would be beneficial. Knock two birds out with one stone, get a little work done, get a little workout, but I can't do it. I won't.
I couldn't do it because I'm too easily distracted and it'd just be too much going on. I'm a lot of people near and around me, they'll have, you know, we have stand-up desks and some people will do a little pacing and like, I can't, I have to be stationed at my desk sitting or else I will go insane. Not insane. No. I will, it'll be so much going on that I won't be able to focus. But I've seen I've seen a treadmill in my building and I made fun of that person in the same way that I've seen people riding hoverboards or there's people that sit on medicine balls. I'm like, what are you freaking pregnant? You're trying to pop a baby out. So we're on the same page. Like I won't be able to do it because I would, it'd be too funny, but I would.
Another issue with the treadmill office, at least in our building, is there's a bookshelf in there and people would keep their shoes in there. Mm. There's like, that's smelly, man.
That's tacky.
It is tacky. Mm-hmm. And they're not good. I mean, like, nobody's going to steal them. Like, obviously.
If nothing else.
It's just, yeah. Why would you just leave your shoes? Just leave them at your desk. Yeah. We have plenty of room at your cube to leave your shoes.
Yeah.
Well, that's just my two cents. So, another complaint, if we're not really on more than sneakers, because these aren't positive things, so I'll take that down. But I've got another complaint.
It's just like just
about work.
Whining is what we're doing right now.
Yeah, yeah. I've got another whine.
Okay.
Whining and dining. You know, we added a new segment called Sneaker Sommeliers. So we can whine while we dine.
Mm.
I had an interaction. I think I know who it was with. Think a large shipping company out of Memphis, Tennessee. Mm. But I had an issue.
Is it rhyme with Bed Schmex?
Yeah. Mm. So stay with me here. Like you're in the business world. If you're in the business world, you can probably follow this pretty easily. But if there's an issue, we have to open up a ticket, right?
Mm.
So a ticket gets opened for an issue that we're having. And then somehow the ticket gets stagnant. So we follow up on the ticket and the person that responds to us says, well, let me open up a ticket to follow up on that ticket. It's like, what are we doing here? Let's schedule a meeting to pick out the lunch that we're going to have on the next meeting. Like what? Mm. We can stop all the business bureaucracy, man. It is. We're opening up tickets for tickets to replace some tickets. And if I never have to hear the word ticket again in my life, goodness, I'd be fabulous. But that's just my pet peeve of the week. So sorry to unload and whine and dine you.
I don't know if you want me to start down this road.
Yeah, probably not. You
probably don't. I'll leave it and I'll make it really simple. I'll say generally, I think it's a fair criticism that most salespeople are divas. Right. And they want what they want and they want it now. And that's what they expect. And sometimes I'm not any different. I do think I would hope most people would tell you I'm different. But when it comes to things like that, that prevent me from making a sale to make my company money, I get livid. I get belligerent. And to say I don't give a crap is an understatement. And to say I have caused numerous issues because of my ask for forgiveness, not permission, over the 13 years that I've worked where I work is a understatement. There's no telling how many. They might have a team that just is dedicated to me to solve the issues that I cause, or
that's not.
And there's no crap. Oh, dude, I'm not exaggerating. Ask Fry Guy, ask Coop Clean. Like I am a habitual. But I'm like, I'm just trying to make us money. Like this is a revenue game and I'm a hired gun. I'm just hired to kill people. Like,
yeah,
I kill them. I get them in the door. And I don't have time to wait for tickets and things. And
I totally am with you.
Mm. Nah, that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm sorry if you listen to this podcast and you're one of those people, but you are welcome for having a job and job security. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I'm always going to cause problems, but I'm always going to get that bread. I'm going to get to the bag. And
that's get to the bag. It's the name of the game. That's what you're paid for.
That's what I do.
All righty. Well, let's see. Let's jump inside the box here.
What's inside the box?
That's my shoe in the box.
All right. First up, let's tackle a bit of news. I want to pick which one I want the most. I think this is pretty good to tackle. Victor Wembanyama, we got the unveiling of his logo. The basketball-looking alien. I think it's really cool. It is.
It's very different, and I like that. And I think, I mean, call me crazy. They definitely think in this. It looks, do you see the VW? I'm not dreaming here, but like the V around the alien head. And then the W with the lower parts, like I there's no way that is totally intentional. There's no way they didn't.
I don't know. I see how you could get the V there. The W is a bit of a stretch.
No, like how it goes. Anyway, my critique of this is that while cool, it's a pretty. I mean, how old is he?
He's
19 or 20. Okay.
20 probably.
This is I'll call it a fun logo. Over time, this is not going to age well. As he gets older, like this is going to be this feels like a middle school logo. I like it for what it is. He's a rookie. He's different than everybody else, but like, as he gets older, this is going to change. This will not be his forever logo. Immature. I like it. Like, hear me when I say it's creative. It's different.
It's way cooler than just putting his initials on something.
Yeah, no, like, no doubt about it.
The Volkswagen logo on something and
call there it is
VW.
And without sounding like it's talking out both sides of my mouth, I like it. I agree. But I don't see this aging really well in terms of when he's LeBron's age. This isn't going to be his logo. It'll be something else that's more, without a better way of saying it, it's like mature.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. I don't know.
Okay.
I think this is one of the best logos Nike's had.
Especially recently.
Yeah. And it's not his just.
Nick, you'll be able initials to pick it with out a number. Of right? You'll be able to pick it out of anything.
It's
not hard. It's like, oh, yeah, that's
I think LeBron gave him the alien nickname. Yeah. I feel like he was the first one to say that, which is interesting since LeBron, the Nike ties and everything.
I'm sure LeBron would tell you that he invented
right. Right. That's what I was
he's like, say. He's got. They took some of his blood samples and threw it into his. I'm sure that's what he would say.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if they give him a shoe or they just use this logo as a PE and release his PEs. I mean, they're going to release this one, which is cool. But would a shoe sell from Victor? I mean, if he gets a quadruple double once a year, I mean, I feel like it might.
He is so good. He is great. He's unlike anything we've ever seen. But he's not the reason Curry. Right, we've talked about this before. Curry sells so many shoes because he's so relatable. He's shorter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a shooter. You dream and you're like, oh, I can't dunk, but I can shoot. Right. And nobody's going to be able to do the things that this guy does. It's not going to sell a lot of shoes. I don't think.
Yeah. I agree.
Sell shoes anyway, but anyway, I think I've been wrong.
I mean, the colorways of this is really cool. That tapping into the alien, mm-hmm. like you can sell it if they go maybe he's like their LaMelo Ball, and like we're gonna put out alien galaxy crazy colorways for just AAU. And we're just gonna push that. Then maybe that's a good strategy. But yeah, he's not relatable enough to otherwise not do like a gimmicky thing for shoes. So
this just hit me as I'm sitting here looking at this and thinking about this. He would be a good replacement for KD as KD enters the twilight years, right? Because what is he, 35, 36?
Yeah, probably 35.
35, 36. Like he's probably got 4 or 5 years left. And yeah. As he starts to phase out, that would be a good replacement for him because he's kind of alien like, right? He's 6'11" dude that plays more like a guard, and the shoe could the KD line I could see that working with Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I was just thinking, you know, with LeBron is what, 39. Chris Paul's 38, Steph Curry's 36, Kevin Durant's 35, Paul George, I mean, he lost his signature sneaker, but all these guys have a signature sneaker, and they're pretty old, and I don't feel like there's anybody in the middle. It's like old guys have the signature sneakers, and they had them for so long, and then it's like Booker, Morant,
Tatum,
and they're all these young guys, but there's nobody. I mean, I guess Tatum's kind of in between, right? He's been in the league.
I guess I forgot Paul George lost his signature shoe.
Yeah, it feels like John Morant kind of took that over. But you got these up and coming guys, and Shea's got to be the next one. I mean, he's got a sneaker deal in coming in what, September or so.
Is it Converse?
Well, he'll be his deal with Converse will be up in September.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so. I just don't say I don't see him selling a lot of shoes though. I like him and I like his quirky game. It's different, but dude, I don't think he's he's too quiet to build.
I'll say that.
It's just
that I commercial just don't see him building with him. That they played in the tournament is like, I think it's an AT&T commercial with him and Chet. That's a weird commercial where they're singing. Yeah. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What are they singing? What a pro wants instead of what a girl wants. That is such an, it's just an like cringy, awkward, a little commercial. Cringy. Yeah. A little cringy. I don't know.
I just don't think he's got a personality that you can. And I'm not a hater. I feel like I'm so negative on this stuff. Like I just don't see him selling a lot of shoes.
He's the next one. Who would you put in that position?
It also, the first thing that popped in my mind when you said this whole thing is, what a disappointment Zion has to be considered at this point, right? Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
And also Ja, like the last year. Now, people have a short memory. As soon as the next season starts, Grizzlies are a better team. He stays healthy. He stays out of trouble. He has some highlights, right? They'll forget really, really quick. And then the Ja 2 will be, but because we didn't get a 2, right? They were smart not to release a 2, by the way, this season. So who would that be, man? We got Ant. Ant's already.
Mm-hmm. I got two possibilities.
Okay.
Well, maybe three. And you're not going to like two of them, but one's going to be way out of left field. But I think it could come true. I think Victor is obviously in the conversation. I mean, we're seeing PEs come out for him, which is not common, I don't think. I think number two, and this would be a big if Jordan Brand decides to go away from Zion and let that signature shoe go away, I think Paolo Banchero would be the next Jordan athlete to get a signature sneaker. And one of the youngest up-and-coming guys. There's nobody in that draft class. I feel kind of like Shea and Chet are kind of on the same page of like, kind of bland.
Yeah, I mean, but they're in Oklahoma City. Like that doesn't
And they're in all. Oklahoma City. Yeah, I agree. I truly think that Cooper Flagg might be the next signature athlete.
Ah, man, that makes me
not even in the NBA up, yet,
which is also not why, even in
college yet. But I think that's I think he could be the next signature athlete.
100%, and which is why I'm so frustrated that of all the places that he went, as a Carolina fan, all of us collectively went, man, he couldn't have gone to Wake Forest. He couldn't have gone to Kentucky. He couldn't
maybe,
have gone
to maybe he'll go to Arkansas this. Now.
Maybe he goes, no, we're not that fortunate. I hope he breaks his leg and never
develops. Oh my like, gosh.
I mean, it's I true, man.
You said that about Zion and look how his NBA career is.
Well, I hope I'm right. And
it's like you got a voodoo doll of Zion over there.
I hope I'm right. And like that is the death wish of. If you're a Carolina, he's dead to me. As soon as I saw that news, he was deceased.
Listen to this, though. This is, I think, a terrible article. This is written by Sports Illustrated, and it is 5 NBA players most likely to get the next signature sneaker line.
Here we go.
Number one, there's no way. Zach LaVine.
This is Sports Illustrated?
Yes.
This is why they're freaking bankrupt. This is bull.
This is already starting up.
This terrible. Is why he's, they're bankrupt. Newsflash.
New Balance. That's not. No. I mean, you have a better chance of giving Jamal Murray a shoe than Zach LaVine. Gosh. Okay. Paolo's next. That's a good one. I really think that's a good
one. I hate
one.
Him, but whatever.
This was written just last. No, I guess this was written last year. So we'll give him a little bit. But number 3 is Bones Highland. Backup guard for the Clippers.
But at the time, his stock was high, and he's gotten stuck in the logjam of the Clippers, which I love Bones. I'm a big Bones fan. He is in a bad situation, needs to get traded, because he got
traded, though.
No, but he got traded to a person that James Harden's not going to – Russell Westbrook, like he's stuck behind a bunch of Hall of Famers at the twilight of their career, but – nonetheless, he's stuck behind. He's dope, okay. Man, and it's low. If he can get on a different team where he's playing, he's you got think it.
His ceiling is it's not signature sneaker worthy though.
I don't think so. I think they're really wrong. But I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just telling you that I really like Bones Highland. He's got a great story. Go watch VCU like. He's got the rags to riches. He's from Philadelphia. I'll give you lots of stats that you don't give a crap about. Great guy. Not a signature shoe worthy athlete in the slightest.
Yeah. The other ones were. Sorry, I got off in a different.
No, you're fine. I'm going to pull something up because no.
Vic and somebody else. But yeah, I think Bones Highland ceiling is like. Terry Rozier.
Mm. Oh, 100%. That's I mean, right now, especially with how this has gone.
And he's
let me see that. Oh, you know what? This is obvious. What am I doing here? And it's 100% a homer pick, but Brandon Miller now, since he's going to end up being only second to Wimby in the rookie of the year. No, Chet will go second.
Chet will get second.
But, you know, that should have an asterisk next to it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, technically it's his second year. Anyway, Brandon Miller is going to shoot up there. Jalen Brunson is going to shoot up there. He's more. Brunson will
definitely
shoot
up there. But he's not. He's going to be one of those ancillary brands.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think Halliburton could be on there. Tyrese Maxey. I think he's with New Balance. That's who SI should have put on.
Man, I like Maxey. Don't see him selling a lot of shoes. If Cade Cunningham can get either Detroit on the right path and or goes to a different team, he will immediately shoot way up.
All righty. Well, I think that's
Sorry.
We covered that a lot
on that than we should have. Right.
Here, let's jump around a little bit outside of basketball. We'll come back to basketball. Don't worry. We've got the Cactus Plant Flea Market Nike Air Force Ones.
Is this Lil Yachty? What do you think about these?
There's some market for them. That market's not
me. That is a perfect way to say it. There's a market, and I'm not the market. And it's going to be interesting to see who decides to wear these.
Yeah, I don't hate them.
Yeah, I don't hate them. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Yeah. There's something a little bit to them that I'm like, oh, a little intrigued. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely not a buyer.
I could have done without the puke green colorway.
I was going to say that's my favorite of all of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
If someone, let me say it like this. If somebody gave me those, I'd wear them.
Okay.
If they were given to me, I'd rock them. Otherwise, I'm passing.
All right. Yeah, I think that's all we can say about those.
Yeah.
Let me see where I want to jump next. Oh, yeah. It's Masters Week, baby. What do you think about these? These?
Dude, if these were an actual, if these weren't a golf shoe, I might be a buyer.
I agree.
This colorway is absolutely sick.
We're looking at a Air Jordan 9 Low Golf Edition Jordan collab with Happy Life Wood. It is all different, two different browns on a Jordan 9 Low. Yeah,
khaki and more of like a leather brown. And
it's got like a wood grain, but it's not like printed. It's like
cut? Like laser.
Lasered in? Yeah, lasered, engraved kind of into the material, which looks like a suede. And then the tongue tag is like a, it looks metal, like a metal cuff across it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fully tell there, but then you got this little Happy Life Wood ornament that's like the tag that you see on like a Jordan 4. Very cool. Go to the YouTube if you're not on YouTube. Yeah,
these are great. If
really cool. Definitely play golf in these for sure.
I couldn't play golf in them because they're too nice. We'll come back to that in just a second. So you put some dark laces on these, like a brown lace, and you take the cleats off. And I'm trying to think of like what to do with the sole that makes it a little less white. But regardless if this is not a golf shoe, I'm probably a buyer here. I can't believe I'm saying that about a low version of any Jordan, much less a the night. This is just a great colorway. Whoever came up with this is
beautiful.
This is beautiful.
I will be very disappointed if Bubba Watson or Brooks Koepka is not wearing this weekend.
Yeah, one of those guys should. Here's my thoughts about you. You might feel very similar. Like
these dropped today.
I know that's why I sent it to you. I sent it.
I didn't even realize they dropped today.
So, a huge Jordan fan, right? I'm a massive MJ fan. It's been well documented. If I wear Jordans to play basketball, I expect me to be really, really good, which I'm just mid at this point. I'm 44 years old. I have no business playing basketball wearing Jordan sneakers. I can't live up to it. My head still goes back there when I'm thinking about, what am I going to play basketball in? Well, it's not going to be Jordans because I'm not good enough to wear Jordans. In the same way, I'm not good enough to wear these to play golf. I'm not good enough to wear a decent golf shoe to wear golf yet. I love golf. I really enjoy it, but I wouldn't feel good stepping out and being as not good as I am at golf. Like I'm really excited that finally, after all of these years, typically when I golf, I'm under 100 strokes. That's still crappy. Like, that's really crappy golf. The last thing you want to do when you wear a shoe like this is to be horrible. Oh, and sorry. I'm just not good enough to pull it off. That's why I will just wear a basic shoe until I can get in the 80s, maybe someday.
Wow, 80s.
Shocker. Or not, or even 90s consistently. Big. I'm like a 94 consistently, then I'll consider wearing a decent pair of golf shoes, but I'm not close.
Yeah. I'd be curious how many people can break 90 that buy these anyways, though.
Mm. That's fair. But then my criticism would be, why the heck are you wearing those shoes? Right?
Because they're dope.
But they are, but you should be dope if you're wearing these shoes.
Look good, play good.
I don't think that's true with golf. It's definitely not true.
All righty. Next up, we just accidentally flipped to it, but Don Staley, Louis Vuitton Don over here, wins the national championship in the Tyler, the Creator, unreleased, I think, Louis Vuitton sneakers.
Don't we have a close-up of this? We saw it on the front page.
Yeah, it was on the front page. I can flip back to the front.
There you go.
So there's our close-up there, but man, she is always decked out. ESPN Daily just had a full podcast on women's basketball coaching fashion. And it was a good little podcast. Dawn Staley's the GOAT in terms of fashion. Let's be honest. I mean, look at this.
In terms of female coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Who would you say the GOAT is for male coaches?
Roy Williams. Oh, man. Jerry Stackhouse is always decked out. Have you ever heard him talk about why he wears a suit for every game?
No.
It's actually, I'm not going to say I cried, but you should go listen to Jerry Stackhouse talk about why he's decked out for games. And he's always got on dope sneakers. Always like in the SEC tournament, he had on some unreleased, I think it might have been custom pair of threes. But go listen, and you of all people would really appreciate it. He's always really decked out.
Okay.
Penny Hardaway has got to be up there too, right?
Yeah. What about different kind of style? But Pat Riley, man, he always looks like a mob boss.
He does, because probably is, man. He's got mob ties like Drake. The weird thing. No, you know what? I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna. Go ahead.
Filter. Okay. Yeah, I know you didn't watch this game, and that might have been what you were just alluding to. But you should listen to Don Staley's interview after the game. I didn't know how spiritual she was. But yeah, she had a lot to say in giving glory to God. So it was really cool. It was a cool stage to do it on. I don't know if they released the men's numbers, but it was like the most watched women's or basketball game on ESPN in like the last 10 years or something. Basketball game overall. So NBA, anything. It's
awesome.
Crazy.
I wanted to watch Caitlin Clark. Watch how low it goes next year.
That's fair. That's fair. Are you going to be in the market for a Caitlin Clark sneaker?
Not at all.
She's next.
I'm not it.
All right. Move on then.
I'm
more news. Returning in 2025, we've got the Air Jordan 12 flu game. Hayes, you up or down on these?
Love the shoe, won't buy it, and I won't wear it.
Too dark?
Too dark, and 12s are just big and clunky.
Okay. I'm about the same. I'm only waiting for the taxi 12s. That's it.
Okay. My favorite 12s is the Flint, which they retroed maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Love them, won't wear them. 12s are just, they're just big and clunky.
They are
definitely not a good, like it's pretty much only a jeans shoe or only a, there's no way in heck you pull this off in shorts or anything else. It's almost like a winter shoe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a boot. Yeah. All right.
It looks, and it looks very boot like.
Yeah. Next up on the news, Amal Meunier. This headline is why I put this in here. Amal Meunier is making the Air Jordan 3 great again.
Yeah, because it lost at some point, right?
Yeah, did it? Yeah, bull crap.
Yeah, absolutely bull crap. What do you think about these, though? Lazy? Is it seems kind of lazy.
Oh, I think Amal Meunier has played out. We said this the last time.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's really what I wanted. I think they've peaked, and now it's downhill.
Yeah.
This just seems lazy.
I agree. Amal Meunier's were cool when there was one or two of these shoes, but we've got, this is what, the second or third three. Yeah, we're getting two more fours, which will be three of fours. We've gotten two 12s. Have we gotten fives? I think we've gotten fives.
I don't remember now.
There's too many. We can pick a different person to let design shoes than Amal Meunier.
Yeah.
I mean,
and these just aren't great. I mean, it's not
bad.
I don't know. It just seems lazy.
The different textures are cool. You've got like the different leather on the tongue, the suede on the back, but it's still not like amazing. I mean, it's a cool shoe. Like, don't get me wrong, I would wear it.
It's a three. Hard to go wrong with the three.
Right. We're not making it great again, though. Let's be honest.
That's a dumb way to put it. It's never. Yeah. It's classic.
Yeah. Sneaker news. Gosh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Any more here? Oh, yeah. Did you see this over the weekend?
Yeah. No, maybe I didn't.
Two different PEs. The top Flight 89s. Came in this suitcase.
I saw the 89s, which were really dope.
Yeah, the 89s are clean. But he also, so the story behind this other shoe, he had his own Devin Booker, and they're like constantly talking about shoes and doing all this stuff. They were teammates, I think, Booker's rookie year with the Suns.
You're talking about PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker and Devin Booker, correct. Yep. This PE, Devin Booker had a Kobe 6 in this colorway. And so that's the story behind this PE. But I thought the coolest detail was all the book shoes say Chapter 1, and this PJ Tucker says Chapter 0 on the back. So cool, very cool detail. PJ Tucker showing love to Devin Booker. I think they've traded shoes in the past, and we've gotten to see stuff like that.
So. The Flight 89 is really dope.
It's so beautiful.
The leather on it, the aged look. Those are absolutely filthy. I didn't realize.
We need that in a general release way more than the Wimbys.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Like, let PJ Tucker be a sneaker designer with Nike. He should have a contract for life.
Yeah, he should.
All right. I think that's it until we get to our sneaker sommelier. I made a little logo for us. You like that?
Yeah,
here's our tagline, where each step is very clever and every soul scent tells a story.
Good grief, Mason, you're a marketer.
AI did that, so ChatGPT.
Either which way, you're in the wrong business, bro.
So, we've got two shoes. I want you to tell me what you're picking up on these. Give us some soul scents here. We've got the Devin Booker animal print all over. Yeah. Not a great shoe. This could have been on Drip or Flop as well, but go ahead and tell us what you're picking up here.
Okay, so there is a, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, there was a Supreme Nike collab, and I believe it was an Air Max 97 that has this snake skin print, and I'd be surprised if it's not. This shoe is
98.
On 98.
You're right.
That has to be inspired by this. This has to be inspired by that shoe. I'm getting sent. Man, I'm a genius. That is it. Never mind. That's it. He took that and made it into his.
That's pretty incredible. Goodness gracious. I mean, yeah.
I'm so proud of myself right now. Yeah. I nailed that. That is.
Yeah, I thought the only things that I thought were this, and I can maybe tell what I'm picking up later, but the differences of like underneath the swoosh, we've got like a leopard print, we've got some fur around the collar here. I think that's furry a little bit.
Looks a little
and
furry.
And then this toe box, most people are going to have to look this shoe up. You included. This is a really like sneaker geek thing. But Dan knows what I'm talking about if Dan were on. But there's a pair of shoes. They're running shoes, like real minimalist, called Nike Mayfly. And they had this toe box, like square pattern or whatever that is. I don't know what animal that's supposed to represent. They had that on it. And so that's a little bit of what I'm picking up here. And then obviously the 98s or the snakeskin Jordan 11s lows that we've seen. To me, that's the only shoe that should have snakeskin on it is this 11 lows. This is meh for me.
It's very meh.
Would you say drip or flop on these? It's a long pause. Bad radio.
Yeah, it's. I'm gonna say 51% drip, 49%.
Wow. Flop. Wow. Okay. I could see some drip on the court for these. Yeah.
Well. The Browns got me.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. Shout out to Matt Clark. He got a pair of these, not this colorway. The it's not slate blue. It was like the khaki and tan colorway. And he said it's one of the best shoes that he's owned, quality wise. He said the quality was great.
Have you seen these in the wild or even touched them?
No, I haven't. I would love.
I want to see how they feel.
I would love to see some, and I would love. We need to reach out to Matt. See how they are on foot because they looked really nice and you know could be I could wear these on just a regular work day.
That's why I went 51-49.
Yeah, would you wear this particular colorway to work?
I'd wear it for work. Yeah.
Oh,
it's got enough.
You wear some wild, yeah, wild sneakers. So, all right, and then our second and final sneaker sommelier shoe is. The Nina Chanel Abney Air Jordan 3.
We've already really complimented the 3, and then this comes along and just poops in our yard and leaves it. Doesn't even bother to get a bag to pick it up. I got hints of the Doritos is going on.
Okay.
That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
So the insole that we see in the top left here is the exact same insole that's on one of my University of Tennessee sneakers.
Okay.
So checkerboard orange and white. That was the only really cool thing I liked about this. Yeah. Don't love. I mean, I guess the minimal Jordan logo, kind of quirky, kind of cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Cactus plant flea market vibes on the Nike Air on the back.
It also has a little hints of the Macklemore. I think those were sixes fair. A little bit just because the green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of this shoe. I don't think it's great executed. Something's throwing it off. I feel like it's the sole being that all khaki throws this off. If it was more traditional, I kind of
agree with you there.
Maybe white with just the, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what would fix it. But that's
I think the traditional white would be good, or maybe just like a reimagined like vintage aged look, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah.
Just like a little yellowed or something. I don't know. I get it. It matches and it's kind of her aesthetic. She did that Jordan 2 that was minimalist. And she actually, with the Jordan 2, almost like reimagined the Jordan 2 to mm-hmm. be minimalist. She didn't do that as much with the Jordan 3. I wonder if Nike didn't let her because you don't want to mess up a Jordan 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Personally, I think I would go 60 drip, 45.
Wow.
I think I'm leaning towards drip on this.
Wow. Okay, I'm the opposite on that one. I'll go 40 60 flop. 40 so, drip.
I think there's two spots which made me think this could be drip. I think PJ Tucker should wear this on the court this season. I think it doesn't match his team, but that doesn't always matter to him. So most of the time it does, but not always. And then I think this would be a great Masters golf shoe. This would be really cool to see somebody.
You're correct. I think in that context it could be dope, but
yeah. I think I'd rock them. I mean, why not? They're pretty dope.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay for them, but if somebody gave them,
if somebody gives it, that's we got to have that. Maybe that's another segment. It's if somebody gives them to you, or are you buying? If they give them to you, I'll rock them. If they not.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll give a little 3-second teaser on one of our new segments that'll come on whenever Dan comes back to the podcast. And that's it. So, anyways, that's all I've got for this week. Any more sneakers or non-sneakers news that you
would like? Oh, any more sneakers or non-sneakers news? I'll tell you tomorrow. I get I am a sucker, and I got sucked into the Yeezy $20 sale. So tomorrow, I believe I get a hoodie I got, and I might get my Yeezy pods tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
So I'll let you know how that goes. And I'm really considering at some point this summer, and it might be when my higher-ups are not around and maybe they're on vacation, I wear the pods to work, and let's see how that goes. Just to try it. Just see if I can pull it off and anybody say anything.
You got to go live when you're walking in.
I will do that. I will definitely post something about me in the pods. But I mean, you can't go to Target and get a hoodie for $20, much less the quality that I expect it to be. Because if anything, you know, you can argue all you want. Kanye's stuff is dope quality. So I'm looking forward to seeing that hoodie. I feel like there's something else I've gotten recently that I talked about my Brandon Miller jersey last week. I think that's probably about it. Okay. What about you? Anything?
No, I don't think so. I've actually, well, maybe one thing. Been working on, so we're under construction in the office right now, preparing for baby number 2. And I think I've got my section in the shed out back. I'm getting it together. It'll probably be only a 1 or 2 person studio. I don't think we can get much in there, but working on that, working on trying to figure out if I can steal Wi-Fi from the doctor's office right behind my house. That would be clutch. Because it hasn't been too great on the iPad recently, but we'll figure that out. You know, there might be some. We might do a trial run. You know, it'll get pretty cold in the winter.
You've seen me rock the space heater out here for months.
Yeah, the space heater might become a thing for me as well. So, yeah, we're short on space here. We're trying to make it work, but yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how the new setup will look. I'm actually pretty excited for it. I gotta build a little bitty shelf out there. Put some bobbleheads behind me. get the full studio effect if I'm really going to go for it. I used to have the stadiums behind me, which was a cool aesthetic, but you know, we deal with what we got here. So
have you, you just struck my memory. Have you gotten, something? Have you gotten something about your shed? Not the shed. Man, on a total blank. It was a good, it wasn't that great of a question. It was just related.
Was it something surrounding the baby?
Maybe it was.
House.
Baby house. I don't remember. Let's just move on.
Sneakers.
yeah, something like that, but it just totally shot through the back of my head.
Okay.
I had a rant idea also that I was going to go on, but we have 4 minutes. Did you have another?
I did have one more thing. Let me try it. There we go. More than sneakers moment tonight. Proud sneaker dad moment. My son walked into my room today when I got home. I was changing after work. We were going to go play outside. One, my son wanted to go play outside when it was still raining. It was drizzling, and he still wanted to go play outside. So proud dad moment. Shout out to my wife because she really gets us to go play outside like kids should. Yes, I'm a kid as well. But so my son, as I was changing, came into my room. He said, "Hey, Dad, I want to put these on." And he holds up his red Roshis. And he's like, "And you put yours on too." And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to put them on right now. We're going to play out in the yard and there's dog poop back there. So I'll just put on my yard mowing shoes and we'll go run around out there." And he's like, "Yeah, what about your Michaels?" He was trying to get to Jordans, but I knew what he meant. And he was like, "You know, the ones I have, the red ones." And his cousin, he calls him Lukey. He said, "I have the fours and Lukey has the threes." He's like, "Which ones do you have?" And I was like, "Well, I had fives out." I was like, "Here's some fives." And he was like, no, start at one. And so he counted by Jordan numbers 1 to 5. And it was a proud sneaker dad moment there.
Great. What a story.
Fantastic. Fantastic time with the Michaels. Just the Michaels. If you ask him who his favorite basketball player is right now, he will say Michael Jordan. And I don't know where he got that from. I don't know how he
from his dad, man, because you're treating him, you're raising him right.
I understand that, but we watch basketball, but we've never watched like Michael Jordan, obviously.
I mean, he's got all the shoes in the closet. His mom's teaching him right.
I agree. But yeah, I don't know. His favorite current player, as you learned tonight, is Bam Adebayo. Because that's a fun name to say.
It's a great
for name. A 3-year-old. So, yeah, we're trying to raise him right on the NBA. Not as much college basketball. We don't want to see 30-30 games. So, that was a shot to all the Southerners that live around me and work with me that don't like the NBA. So, there you go.
They can eat crap. The NBA is great. When it's good.
That reminded me of actually my wife would be embarrassed. So
yeah. And I'm not even going to rant. This is a great story to end on.
Well, thank you all for listening to episode 163 of the Still Drippin' Happy Hour. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us and we appreciate that. Hayes,
all the stuff.
Follow
the algorithm.
We haven't said that in a while.
Click it, tick it, cookies on the bottom shelf.
Hit subscribe, like this video.
Tell your friends and family, unless you're stupid.
Hey, what do you think about going live with this on Instagram? I think we can do it.
Yeah, I think at this point I've cleaned up my act enough to where it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm in.
You're great. All right, let's go. We'll start potting live on Instagram. Anyways, yeah, that's all we've got. Remember, go to the store, buy some merch.
Follow if this.
You
stuff.
Go to support Grateful, you can use our discount code still dripping TN. That's it.
Power.
We love you all. We'll see you next week.
Amen.
Remember, have a good week. Jesus.
Oh, you broke up.